Nou, heel leuk dat je weer luistert naar een nieuwe aflevering van The After. Zijn wederom in de keuken om 4 uur 's nachts. Ben wederom aan het afteren, toevallig. En ja, nu is het zo dat ik in gesprek ben geraakt met iemand die wel een beetje Nederlands spreekt. Maar ja, weet je wat, fuck it, going global. We gaan vandaag gewoon in het Engels door. Het gebeurt ook gewoon veel te, weet je. Het is alleen maar leuk als je andere mensen leert kennen uit een ander land. Weet ik veel. Dus switching to English now. So I just met you at a party right here. And I was having the best time because obviously I was at a party, man. I missed the parties. I mean, did you have fun at the party?
Of course.
Okay,
of course.
Good. What kind of parties did you usually go to?
Probably mostly like dance hall.
Oh, and I love
hip-hop
that.
Parties.
Oh, that's great.
But really depends. I'm not a techno girl, so I don't even know what I'm doing in Amsterdam. But
you're not a techno girl?
Not at all.
Oh, wow. I love techno, really. But Amsterdam is great for, like, urban and shit as well, right?
Not as much. Really? I feel like it. I'm missing it.
Oh, no. Where would you have to go for that, though?
I don't know, like,
I guess... Berlin. Berlin is techno.
No,
as well.
Berlin is techno for sure. I guess, like, Latin America or the States.
Ooh. Let's go.
I'm down.
Honestly, let's go. Right, yeah, but how should we pay for that? I'm just kidding. Okay,
well,
just rolling
I got
into
an
it.
Idea.
You got an idea. Okay, yeah, we just briefly spoke about, like, our lives, and honestly, it's just so interesting to me. You kind of told me something that I've always found very interesting. it's such a cool world, in my opinion, which is also why we're not going to display your name or whatever. I'm just going to keep this anonymous.
Thank
and
you.
I really, really appreciate that. You, because you can also just speak very openly about your experiences, because this is a massive taboo in Western culture, in any culture, actually.
Absolutely.
Because, okay, just you tell me what it is. Because the way you just told me, I was like, wow, this is so, so cool.
Well, I guess if you want to have a name for it, I would say it's sugar dating.
That's so cool.
So it's basically going on dates for money, but it can have all different kinds of shapes and forms. I mean, there's people that don't do it for money, but for presents, trips, whatever, luxury items. There's people that do it for money with sex, that there are people doing it without sex. Like, yeah, it can have any shape or form that you would like, which I guess is also like why I like it so much, because you can really choose whatever you're in for.
Yeah, so you're in charge, really.
Yeah, exactly.
That's so cool.
Yeah, try to be.
Is it hard to not be in charge then?
I think when I first started, it was hard to just know what I want.
Okay,
and
yeah.
Get that.
Okay.
It took me a while to figure out what I want and what I like, which people I want to interact with and which people I don't want to interact with.
Yeah.
And also what is expected of me.
Okay.
Like, in the beginning, I had a lot of like feelings of, oh, like now because I'm getting money, I feel like I owe this person something.
Yeah.
And like, because it's so transactional, like sometimes it can feel very weird. And I had to definitely like get used to standing my ground.
Yeah.
But it was also something that I loved learning.
Yeah.
Because it helps you in any kind of situation in life. Like,
yeah.
It's always good to set boundaries.
That's so cool. Because the way you're sitting across from me, you're very, very confident. So, but how was that in the beginning, though? What were you after in the beginning? Why did you start? Mm-hmm. When did you start? Just take me with you on the journey.
All right. So, I was 19 and I think I was after adventure. I think that was the most important part for me. The way I got into it was because a friend of mine did it. And I heard that she had just gone on vacation with her sugar daddy. And she told me about it. And I was like, oh, what? Like, I don't know. Like, my 19-year-old self was just all like amazed, and I was like, wow, I want to go on vacation with random people.
That's so cool.
So I guess that intrigued me. I didn't go on vacation for a long time with anyone because I also trust issues, and especially with men, I think you just need to be careful. But yeah, she showed me where she met the guy, like an internet site online.
Yeah, and what kind of site is it?
I'm not gonna disclose the name of the site, just because like I want to make sure people are safe out there. You know?
Yeah, yeah, it makes sense.
But yeah, it's basically a site where you can meet people, men mostly, that have money as a young women girl. The website says there are, but I've never found any. Oh, I would love to meet some, but I feel like if you're an older woman and you have hella money, what reason do you have to like be on a site like that?
Yeah. Also, women don't really need to go on a site, I think, to meet people that like them as much as men do, right?
No, I don't think so either.
No. That's so interesting though. Okay, when you started out, you were 19.
Mm-hmm.
And do you remember your first interaction?
Like in chatting or in actually meeting in person?
Like both?
I don't think I remember like the exact first. I remember being very overwhelmed. I think I got home from my friend that night and I just couldn't sleep. I was just like, I really want to look at this. Like, and I went on the site and I was like, I'll just make a profile, whatever. And then I got really into it, and I think I stayed on the site until like 4 a.m. or something.
Wow.
Just like looking, like what kind of people are on here, and like what kind of profiles, like what do they write in their profiles? What do I write in my profile? Like, what am I even looking for? That was like, I have the same problem with Tinder or whatever. Like, what are you looking for? I don't know. Like, yeah.
Do you really think you should put the same thing in your Tinder profile as a sugar daddy?
No, absolutely not. But it's another thing of where I don't know what I'm looking for, you know?
Because my Tinder profile is absolute shit. I mean, Tinder, like Bumble.
Yeah.
But mine is so, so cynical. I don't think people would appreciate that. Wow. But I mean, okay, drifting off. What kind of people are on there? What kind of men?
Honestly, I think all kinds of people. I've met very narcissistic people on there that feel like just because they have money, they can own women.
Ew.
I've met the most genuine, sweet men on there that you could only imagine. I've actually made a friend there as well.
Really?
Yeah, like we're so like such good friends.
So sweet.
And I think he was only on that site for like 2 days. But
oh, no way.
Luckily I was on the site in the same 2 days. So
you met up with him and everything?
Yeah. Yeah, we've hung out a couple of times.
So. How did do you wanna go into specific like, oh, how did every like it's a date, right? What do you do? It's
Yeah.
How do you what do you look for when you when you like swipe those guys or so or whatever, what do you look for? When do you decide I need to speak to this guy or I feel comfortable speaking to this guy, and how do you stand your ground then? How do you tell a guy what you want?
Mm-hmm. So actually on the site there's a little problem. If you use the site for free as a girl, you have access to all the messages and stuff, but you can't hide your online status, which is something that really annoys me because whenever you're online, everyone can see, oh, these people are online right now. So your profile pops up on all these people's pages and they send you a message. So whenever I'm online, I get all these messages and it's too many for me to reply to or go through. And I'm the type of person, like, I really, like, if someone takes the time to message me, I want to reply.
Yeah.
But it's impossible on the site because while I reply, I get 3 more messages. And then, like, from other people. So it's really hard to, like, kind of see through the people that message me. So I kind of go by pictures, by age. I try to find the most attractive, most young people. And then I look at their message first if they instantly just write me, like, oh, I have a hotel room here and I'm giving you 500 euros, whatever. Like, you're looking for a prostitute. That's not me.
Yeah.
So those, I either don't answer, I just tell them, like, that's not what I'm here for. But yeah, I usually just see whether they write me a genuine message. That is always a good sign. And then look at their profile. There's always like a little section where they say what they're looking for. And if in that they already mention that they want to have sex, it's usually a no-go for me. Yeah. They're very attractive. But, it's
just dating for you, yeah?
Yeah, it's really just dating. In the beginning, it was definitely more than that as well.
Mm-hmm.
But that's also because I didn't know where my boundaries laid. Mm-hmm. And also, this is weird, but I had like sexual violence in my past. And mm-hmm. back then, a few years ago, I had this coping mechanism where like my head would just completely turn off whenever I had sex. So I had no problem sleeping with not great men.
Yeah.
Because my head was not there anyways. I hardly remember having sex with any of them.
Wow.
But I know that that's I did.
Terrible.
Yeah, it is, but like I think it was all right. Like it didn't matter to me that much at the time.
Yeah.
But now I've been through therapy and I've like overcome that, and now I prioritize for myself that I only have sex that I want to be having.
Yeah.
In the way that I want to have sex. So I've stopped letting other people, mainly men, but other people dictate what I'm doing during sex.
Yeah.
So now I'm not really sleeping with anyone.
Good.
In
yeah.
that situation.
Yeah. Wow.
So that definitely changed. But in the beginning, that was something I had to learn, I guess.
Yeah. Wow, it's incredible. I mean, yeah, I definitely understand how that could be really harsh. And kind of the weird thing is I have kind of a similar situation where, you know, I've dealt with sexual violence as well, and I really don't think I can do that easily. I really understand what you say when you switch your mind off in a way. You're not really present in the moment then. Still, I'm like you, like I really want to be, I want to be present. So if you actively invite sexually violent people, you know, in any way, shape or form into your life, that's so harsh. I really understand how that could be really hard for you. Wow. But then also that's so strange in a way also that you then are so in charge of it now. That's so, there must be such a weird feeling for you, isn't it?
It's a great feeling though.
Yeah.
Like it's very empowering. And I think I just like over the last few years, I really learned that I am a sexual being in the way that I want to be. So
hell yeah.
That's
good. Yeah. Love that. Okay. So, when you go on dates with these guys, what does a date look like?
That is so dependent on like the person. So like a few months ago, I had this guy. He was just in town for 2 days. He decided, I think he was from Dubai or something, and he decided that in like the 2 weeks off that he had, he wanted to do a Europe trip. So he messaged me and said that he needed someone to show him around the city, and I was like, yeah, let's do it. I think he was 28. Pretty young as well for that site, at least.
Yeah, what's like a normal age on the site?
There's everything. Like yeah, there's everything from probably 20, 27 to 70, but the most people are like 50, 60, 45-ish.
Ooh. Oh, sorry. That's just not my cup of tea at all. Oh, man. I mean, have you ever like met up with someone that's like really old or something?
No, I actually haven't. Usually like there's just like really no offense to old people or old men, but there's something inside me that just says no. When I see like a really old man, like you're older than my dad, like we shouldn't be meeting. And it also just feels weird, like why are you interested in me? Like I'm in my early 20s now, but I look like a teenager.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
No, you're like a woman. You're a woman. No worries about that.
But yeah, it just like it's weird to me like that someone who has lived for 60 plus years would want to meet up with me.
Yeah.
It just gives me a weird feeling. And if someone is like in their 30s, that just makes me feel more comfortable, I think. More yeah. like I'm on the same eye level.
I think so, yeah. At least it's closer. And also more attractive, I think.
Mostly, yeah. Okay. I mean, you never know. George Clooney is kind of, you know, he could get it.
I mean, it's so fun, actually, because some guys, from what I've heard, the Dubai guy,
mm-hmm.
he just puts so much effort, like, in, like, a date? Or is it more like a travel companion?
Well, it felt like I was a tour guide, not going to lie.
Oh, really?
We met up, I think, for lunch, and yeah, we had lunch, and then he was like, well, I want to see some of the city. Let's, like, are you down to take a walk? And so we took a walk. We had some chai lattes and just walked through the park. And then my friend texted me, hey, do you want to hang out? And I was like, yeah. Sorry, I got to go now. And then he gave me $100, and I was out. For a walk in the park, yeah.
Okay, I could do that. I should do that. Oh, man. Okay, it's so cool. Okay, really weird question maybe, but I'm so interested. Like, what's, like, the biggest amount you've gotten? Like, for what?
Well, I think, like, 500 euros for a date, dinner date. But it always, like, big amounts, like, it always depends on, like, what do you do in return? Like, the ones that feel big might not be big. Like, the 100 euros for the park felt like a lot of money because we just walked in the park.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is this park. And here you can see this building. Look at this. The Rijksmuseum and stuff like that. But, yeah, the 500 euros for dinner, That was quite nice.
That's so good.
I've also, like, I've had other arrangements where I had, like, 1,000 a month, and then we just, like, hung out a couple times during that month. But I kind of stopped monthly arrangements because my time is just too precious. Like, sometimes I just don't want to meet someone for a month and just hang out with my friends or work or, you know, something like that.
Like, if you have a monthly arrangement or whatever you call it, like, does it make it feel like you're obligated to do it as well?
Yes, exactly. And then it feels like even the texting and stuff, it just, like, it feels like I have to text back. And for most of them, I also think that they're really just looking for a girlfriend, and I can't be that.
Yeah, I was wondering. Yeah, do they want you to be their girlfriend for, like, when you hang out or something?
Or do you have to act like that? Some of them for sure. You can tell that's really what they're looking for.
From what I've heard, like, they're just really lonely, perhaps.
Yeah, I think that's what most of them are on there for. At least the ones I meet, maybe. I mean, that's the type I look for, but
I like my men lonely
and rich. No, but, like, yeah, I guess you have to be some level of lonely to pay people to hang out with you.
I think so, yeah.
Or just really insecure, and I think that those go hand in hand a lot of times.
Yeah. How could, I mean, okay, look, really weird, but if you have, like, so much money, this is very close-minded of me, but, like, you have so much money, just go out and meet people.
Yeah. Right?
I mean,
for some men, I think it's a power trip. They feel like, oh, like, I hang out with these pretty girls, so, like, I'm cooler than you are, whatever. or, like, oh, I have so much money that these girls want to hang out with me. Yeah. I don't know. Like, it feels like a power trip when I hang out with some of them. Some of them definitely just lonely. There was one guy, oh God, that was the worst 3 hours of my life.
Yeah, I want to ask that. This is the worst one. Tell me what happened.
I don't know if it was the worst. I've had some really funny, bad experiences. When I'm in that situation, I just laugh. I laugh at myself so much. Like, I'm like, yeah, this is going to be a great story for later if I tell my friends. This guy wanted to go to the movie, and he paid me 200 euros to go to a movie with him. And I was like, huh? Of course, like, I'm going to do that.
Yeah, it's easy money.
All you have to do in a movie, in my head, I was thinking, is just stare at the screen, you know, consume the film and some snacks, and then you leave. But we met up at a park in front of the movie theater, and he was already much shorter than I expected. I'm already very short, and he was even shorter than me, and I was like, okay, I understand why you pay for it, girls. Because
could, like, even get in. It's so rude. I'm sorry. But, oh no.
Yeah, it was not an 18+ movie.
Okay.
No, but yeah. So while we were walking to the movie theater, he was already trying to, like, put his arm around me, which I did not feel so comfortable with. So I, like, kind of, like, took his hand and put it away, but I felt like, okay, like, why are you trying to cuddle up so much already? Yeah. Like, I just met you. Even if it was a normal date, nobody would do that. Like, nobody would, like, meet you and instantly put their arm around you. It's just weird. So we get to the theater, and he had already booked the tickets. And it's an empty theater. And our seats are, like, all the way in the back on the side. I was like, oh, wait, what's this? Yeah, why are we sitting here? Like, it's completely empty. There was, like, one other couple that was there. And I was like, okay, well, why don't we just move to the front so we can see better? And he was like, no, it's more discreet in the back. And I was like, oh, this is not good. Like,
also wasn't part of what you talked about.
No, not at all. Exactly. He just said, like, let's watch a movie together. So... yeah, we sit down, we compromise somewhere in the back, in the middle, where it was a little bit more lit. And the whole movie, he was just trying to cuddle me, and I just told him, like, I'm not that comfortable, like, please don't do this. And he's like, oh, I just want to put my arm around you and stuff. And I was like, okay, fair enough, you know, I'll watch this movie with his arm around me and then get my money and leave.
Mm-hmm.
But it was so annoying how much he was just trying to cuddle. And he was like a little baby. He was like not cuddling. I don't want to use like gender stereotypes. But yeah, he was just like cuddling into me.
Yeah.
Like usually girls
being a little
do.
Spoon.
And yeah. Yeah. And like laying his head on my lap. And it made me feel very weird.
Yeah, that's weird. Like in a theater.
In a theater. And I don't mind that, like I love a man that cuddles up.
Yeah, but straight away.
In a very vulnerable position. But usually like I wanna like the person before. Just I guess he was just really missing that kind of physical touch. But he should just said that from the get go. So I was just I was grabbing the snacks a lot because it was really kind of trying to get rid of him. I was just like, yum, 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 yum. Delicious.
Can you get me some?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, no, it's
yeah,
so bad.
That was a long film. I just kept thinking, please be over.
I can imagine that's really bad.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you... what's like the weirdest request you've had?
Oh, I had a guy that asked if I could pee in his face.
I just cringed so hard.
Yeah.
Did you see my eyes?
I did.
That was so good.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I didn't do it.
Oh, no.
Because I didn't want to.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't do
that. I mean, if he had offered more money, maybe I would have.
How much did he offer for that?
800.
No, thank you.
For 10K, I would have done it.
10K? Yeah, sure. Just sit down, boy. Jesus
exactly,
Christ.
It's my point.
I mean, 10K is different money, but like 800.
Probably would have done it for 5K, you know, going
on. I mean, 5K is a lot of money, you know. And I mean, if there's no like further touching or whatever.
Yeah, I'm just peeing on your face. All right.
I'll just close
like
my eyes. Toilet.
Exactly.
Just close my eyes. Thank you. Oh, no, it's so bad.
Yeah, and
oh,
then I would just like, you know, book a trip to the Maldives to forget about it for 2 weeks or something.
You know, we have to go to Latin America. We just don't know that. Yeah, we go to your urban parties. Yeah, that's great. Oh, man. Jesus, size.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, have you ever been in a situation where you felt very uncomfortable or like very unsafe?
Unsafe, probably not. Luckily, there's definitely been situations where I could have felt unsafe, but mostly I meet up with people in public at a restaurant or something like that. And there's always an out.
Yeah.
I don't meet people at their place or at my place or at their hotel rooms.
Yeah.
Unless I really know them.
Yeah, exactly.
So no, there hasn't really been any situations where I was unsafe, but there was a situation where I was very uncomfortable because the guy kept making very racist comments.
Oh.
So during our like drinks at the bar, and then I just decided to cancel it and be like, well, this is not working for me. Like
Wow. Well, what?
Yeah.
Okay, that's so inappropriate. How did you leave? How did you say that?
Well, I told him first when he made like the first comment, I was like, well, that's a bit inappropriate. And he was like, oh yeah, fuck that, whatever. Like he really wasn't very sensitive to it as well. And then he made another comment about like romance and tea, I guess, or gypsies. And
That's rude.
Yeah, and I was like, wow, like, this is really inappropriate. And he still, like, didn't seem to show any remorse. And I was like, well, this is, I think it's time for me to leave. I'm not interested anymore. And then he was very persistent in trying to, like, keep me there. But I made it very clear that I'm leaving. And then he found me on Facebook, even though I'm using a fake name. So I don't know how he did that. But yeah, he messaged me on Facebook as well, on Instagram. He wrote me emails. He was like, I really, like, want to see you again and stuff like that. Like, I want to make up for the date. But, like, I never replied to any of them.
That is terrible. That is horrible. Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah, and one time I was in a relationship later on, like, a year or two later. And he messaged me, oh, just, like, one more time. I want to meet you. And I'll give you, like, $2,000 if you spend the night with me. Then you can buy your little boyfriend a PS5. And that was so disrespectful.
Oh, this
I was like, wow, okay, yeah. It's a good call that I left that night.
That's just narcissism to the max.
Absolutely.
You're psychotic. That's okay.
But I've met really great people as well. Like, well, like, the guy that I'm friends with. Or just, like, I've been on very pleasant dates where you can really talk. What I really enjoy, as opposed to, like, Bumble dates, is, aside from getting paid, is that I learn something different all the time. Because these men I would normally never meet, like, they're in industries that I've never heard of. They know things that, like, I wouldn't learn in regular life.
Yeah.
And if I go out with people that are only my age and in my circles, there's so only there's only so much information that I can get from that. So it's really interesting to just learn from these kinds of people.
That's so cool.
Like, there was a physical engineer that him and I, we had really great conversations about philosophy and stuff like that. So stuff like that I really enjoy. And the guy that I'm friends with was actually, it was quite funny because I first thought he was a catfish because he was quite attractive.
Oh.
And I was like, that's, like, why would you be on this site? There's no way these pictures are yours. Because if you have a six pack and you look like that and you're like 36, like, you can find people elsewhere. So I was just amused by someone trying to catfish me.
What was he, like, looking for inside anyway?
Well, he was going to Amsterdam for, like, a boys' weekend. And he was like, well, it's a lot of testosterone, you know, I might want to just hang out with a girl sometime. And he's from the States, so he was just looking for someone to hang out with while he's during his time in Amsterdam.
Mm-hmm.
And he found me. While he was in the States, he was already looking. So we texted a little bit, and then he was just like, oh, I just want to make sure that you're real. Like, let's have, like, a video call or something.
Yeah.
And we did, and we instantly clicked. Like, we listened to the same music, and we had so much fun just, like, being on the phone. It was
so good.
Yeah, it was like we're instant friends. So that was really cool. And then he came to Amsterdam, and we didn't even have, like, a money arrangement or anything. Gave me some AirPods, which was nice. But,
okay. I paid for that with my own money, man.
Well, I don't.
Shit.
It was really cool. We also had sex. The chemistry was very, very
But it was fitting. Very real.
Yeah, it was super real. It was, it was great sex.
Oh, good. So, good for you.
Yeah.
I love that. Because I was wondering, that was one of the questions I had. Do you think you could actually fall in love with a guy that you've met on there? But you really found someone that you have great chemistry with on a website like that. That's so cool.
I think it's possible, but it's unlikely.
Yeah.
Because there's exceptions, obviously. But most men I meet on there, they have some kind of flaw. There's a reason they're on there.
Yeah.
And that's generally quite unattractive to me. I love someone that has confident. I love a confident man, a confident woman. And most of them aren't confident, or they're narcissistic confident.
Yeah, which is not confidence.
No, exactly. No. And
so intense.
Yeah, it's insecurities that are just unattractive.
Yeah. Oh, man. It's so cool. Okay, what would you say is a good profile, like for like someone who wants to start off as a sugar baby or sugar daddy or whatever?
I think being honest about your intentions is very important, because if you're going to say, oh yeah, like I'm looking for something serious, when you really just want like a date that you get paid for, just say that. But the phrasing is still important, that you, like, at least in my opinion, that you say that you are looking for genuine people and like people that you actually like, because the men also want to feel liked. They don't want to feel like, oh, I'm really paying for her to be nice to me. But you want to make them feel good, right? You want to make them have a good time. So what I do is just like, yeah, you know, like I'm looking for financial support, but I also only want to hang out with you if I'm actually vibing with you, which is a great way to communicate, you know, like I actually do want to spend time with you if you're cool. But I'm also getting money for it because you have it and I need it.
I love that.
And also, yeah, just be clear about the fact that you want money and not presents. I mean, presents are great, but sometimes people are not good at picking presents.
Yeah. So, what's like the worst one you've had?
I don't just like clothes that I don't like, or, they love giving perfumes, you know? And I'm very particular in what I wear as a scent. So I always just give it to my little sister.
How often do you get presents?
Really depends on how much contact I have.
Yeah.
Actually, my first sugar daddy, if you want to call that, wasn't on that site, but it was just like someone I met, and he happened to be rich, I guess.
Oh.
I accidentally went on a date with him without knowing.
Accidentally?
Yeah. He said, whoops. Well, I just misunderstood, I guess. I borrowed something from him, and he was like, oh, can I pick it up? I was like, yeah, sure. And then he was like, oh, and you want to grab something to eat? I didn't think that was a date. No, then exactly. He picked me up, and we went to like a fancy restaurant. I was like, huh? Is this a date? What's going on? But yeah, we kind of started dating, and I really liked him. I didn't know he was rich. I assumed it after the restaurant, but I didn't know. Maybe I thought he was just trying to impress me. And I was very resistant to him giving me presents in the beginning, because I felt like I always put so much importance on like being an independent woman and needing a man or wanting to be dependent on a man.
I'm always very harsh in that as well. Like if someone wants to buy me something, I'm like, no, I can do that myself.
Exactly. Like, that was my reaction.
Like literally, if it's my birthday and my friends are like, what do you want? Nothing. Just come over. I hate people spending their money on me, you know, mm-hmm. in a way. So yeah, I get that. Because you want to do that all yourself. Because otherwise you'd owe someone something
exactly.
in a way, right?
Exactly.
And is that the same thing? Yeah.
Yeah. I felt the same way. And I felt like I wanted to date him. So there's no reason to give me presents.
Yeah.
But then he was very persistent and gave me a lot of presents. And some of them great, some of them not so much. But I just sold those. And then I just kind of slipped into like a sugar daddy relationship. From us like genuinely dating into that, he paid part of my rent and he paid for my trips to see him. He lived in a different country, so
I was from another country.
Yeah, I used to live in the States.
Oh,
and
okay.
I met him there, but then I moved here. That's so whenever nice. I wanted to go to the States, he would pay for it.
Oh, wow, that's so expensive. Wow, I love this life.
I kind of.
It's so interesting to me because it's ridiculous how you can just slave over a normal job, you know, and just be like at an office or whatnot, and just make like 1500 a month or so. And then it's just people just going on dates, going to watch movies for 200 and for 3 hours.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. How much would you say you make a month from this?
That is so depending on how I feel. Like if I've made like 3K in a month before.
Fuck off.
But like it's very exhausting because you talk to people all the time and you have to manage your private life around it. And usually people want to meet in the evening, but you want to hang out with your friends in the evening as well.
Yeah.
Especially if like your friends don't know, you have to lie about it, which is also exhausting.
No, yeah.
Or if you want to have a regular dating life, like all those like little hurdles make it quite exhausting. So I use it more as a side income because I don't want to also be dependent on it.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, it really depends. I guess like 500 a month usually on average.
It's good money. I mean, and when it comes to like normal relationships and dating and everything, do you just cut everything off once you do that?
Like once I'm in a relationship?
Yeah, once you're dating someone seriously, it's just like, okay, I gotta stop doing this.
Yeah.
Oh, you kind of said that already, like with the one guy, he started messaging you, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was in a relationship and I cut everyone off. I told everyone, listen, like I'm in a relationship. And they're all so understanding as well, except, you know, this guy.
That one,
I didn't even tell him. He found out. Yeah. But yeah, everyone is so understanding. And they're like, yeah, you know, if it ever changes, let me know. But it's fine. Which I did. You know, we broke up. I was like, yep, I'm back. And it was great because the guy I'm friends with, he was like, you want to go on vacation? Mend that broken heart. I was like, yeah, let's go.
Oh, that's
so
amazing.
Yeah, we went. What was your question?
I don't even remember. I'm just taken away by this story. It's so fun.
Oh, yeah, relationship. Yeah, obviously, if I'm in a committed relationship, I'm cutting everything off. Which is also great that I'm not dependent on it. Like, if I didn't have a day job, that would be annoying because then I can't commit to someone fully.
Yeah.
And still make money. But since it was just like a side hustle, it's quite nice. But I could also imagine being in an open relationship and still doing it, or being in a relationship with someone that really like understands that there's no emotional connection in it. And it's really just money, especially if I don't sleep with them. Like,
yeah,
as a girlfriend, if my girlfriend wanted to do that,
yeah,
I'd be totally fine. Question, yeah, I'd totally do that. Yeah. Like, I'd be like, yeah, go ahead. Get that money. Take me out to dinner later, though.
Just don't take that dick, though. Just, or do. Like, it really depends on the type of relationship you have, right? I mean,
absolutely.
Or if he's, like, weirdly attractive. Like,
just I think I'd still be okay with it because I don't feel as much competition from men.
No, I get that.
As
yeah.
a woman. Because, like, yeah, he can give you dick, all right, but I'm me.
Yeah, I got this fat pussy. What the fuck? This is such a weird after party. No, but I mean, I really get that. I mean, because you like both. You like men and women. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, how cool would it be if you'd have, like, a sugar mommy, like, on there?
I would love that.
Yeah.
If she's hot, too. Oof.
Yeah.
So please call connect. Me.
Yeah, call both of us.
We can do a threesome, I don't care.
I'm a
sugar struggle. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Just imagine the holidays we could go on.
Oh my god. Imagine the pictures. Like all of us together, like in a team, like in a group
family picture.
Wow. We should also start doing OnlyFans.
That's just intense. I've thought about that.
Yeah, I've thought about it too.
It scares me
so much. Yeah. Because I don't want to talk about myself too much, but it's like I work in media. I want to work in media like loads more. I think for me, I think the biggest advantage that I have over like in the media, and there's some guys who really want to see me naked, and I really think that the fact that they haven't seen me naked really works in my advantage, like in media. But that's also really, I think, the whole thing about like sugar dating as well, right? This is a really weird comparison, but now that I said this out loud, like, because they can't really have you, because you are a gorgeous girl, you know? So, and most men, they would just walk past you and be like, oh, damn, don't stand a chance, you know? And then once they get this position where they can, like, kind of, you know, can I give you some money just to go on a date with you? I think that's kind of the same power position that they would have over you. That's kind of the only thing I can actually compare it to right now, because it really, like, some men, they do loads just to see you naked or to have an intimate moment with you. I think that's a better wording for that. Men just completely change for that. Have you ever had a situation where you met one of those guys and you had you shared like an intimate like moment, not sex, but like you went on a date with them, and then afterwards they started treating you completely differently or like weird or whatever, or the vibe was just completely off? Like after a date.
No, I don't think so. I mean, except for the guy where, well, the vibe changed when he was being racist.
Yeah, true.
But other than that, I don't think I've had that.
It's like in normal dating, that happens though.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
That was my question, because that's so weird. Because like from what I've heard, those guys, they invest a shit ton of money like in having a great date with you. And then when you compare that like to, like for example, like a Tinder date, after they didn't invest anything. So they'll just go on a date with you and maybe you've had a great night and they're just like, okay, bye, fuck you. And then they'll just be really weird. But those guys, from what I've heard, they're just so respectful towards you.
I think it's because I demand the respect. How do you set the boundaries. I tell them beforehand, I'm not going to sleep with you. Unless I change my mind and I really want to, which obviously they'd be open to. But I don't have to let them know beforehand.
Yeah.
They are going in with the expectation of not having sex, which is already different to a Tinder date, I feel like. Like, I'm only on Bumble, but the Bumble Me dates too. I've been on recently, especially with men, there's an expectation there for sex. And if you either fulfill that and then you leave, things might change. If you don't fulfill it, things definitely change.
Yeah.
So, like, what the fuck? What did we go out for drinks for and we didn't have sex?
Right? It's so strange because, in a way, people really talk shit like about this, I'd call it an industry, right? Mm-hmm. They really talk shit about that. But then in the end, you get so much more respect from the guys that you date.
Yeah.
What the hell?
No, honestly, like some of the dates I've been on, there was a short period where I was doing Bumble dating and sugar dating at the same time. And very, like, one evening I went on a Bumble date, the next evening I went on a sugar date. And really, the quality of the dates was so much higher in the sugar date. Like, I had greater conversations. Obviously, the people weren't as hot, but the conversations were better. I had a better time. And that wasn't just because we were in a better restaurant or something like that. Like,
no. People really invest really in it. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I think they, like, if I were in that situation, if I were to pay someone 500 euros for a night, I better get my money out of it. I better get my money's worth. And not as in sex, but I'll just have a really good memory and have shared something very nice with a very nice person.
But that's I also think that is somewhat cognitive dissonance. There's this phenomenon in psychology. I forgot what it's called. But basically, if you pay a lot for it, you give it a lot of value. Because otherwise, it wouldn't make sense to pay so much for it. So if you have, like, let's say, like, a designer handbag that looks really shit, but you spend, like, 2K on it, you're going to think and say that it's a great bag. You're going to think it's really beautiful. Because otherwise, it doesn't make sense that you just spent 2K on a trash bag.
Exactly.
And the same, I think, goes for dating. If you spend 500 euro on a date, there's a reason you did that. Is that it's worth it. And I think that's why these men put so much more value on you than men that don't spend that money.
Yeah.
It's like, it's also like, I feel like the more people pay, the better time they have. And that's not because I'm different,
mm-hmm.
but it's because their expectation is different.
I love that. This is such an interesting conversation. Oh my Lord. That's so good. Wow. Okay. So, You have, like, someone right now as well, or not? Do you have, like, a sugar daddy or something?
Yeah, sort of.
Is it... How does that... What does that look like, for you? How often do you meet up? Or do you, like, text every day? Or what does
so there's like? There's a few people. There's two people I'm seeing right now.
Cool.
One of them, we just hang out. Because we're in lockdown right now, we hang out at his place. But I've known him since I was 19.
Wow.
We haven't met up, obviously, while I was in a relationship in between. But, we've just been hanging out. We smoke weed together and watch a film, and then I leave. We usually order takeout and just have a conversation. With him, I feel like a lot of it is him being lonely and him needing someone to talk to, because usually he does talk a lot about, like, his problems and his... like loneliness during COVID and stuff like that. Aww. Because like he lives all by himself, he's from a different country, so all his family is also not in the Netherlands, and it just like it feels like I'm his therapist sometimes. But yeah, we just go to his place, he talks about his problems, we smoke some weed, and then I get 300 euros.
Yeah. Oh. That's so cool.
And the other guy, we're actually like kind of friends now as well, I guess. We see each other probably like every 2 weeks. We just hang out sometimes. Well, most of the time we get like a hotel room somewhere that has a good jacuzzi or something.
Cool.
Because he's really into jacuzzis. And he gives me foot massages as well, which is really nice.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. And with him, it's very chill because aside from like the payments, he also likes to just like give me presents. I just mention that I need something and he's like, oh, I got you. Or like if I'm stuck somewhere and like I really want to call an Uber, but like I'm a broke bitch, so I don't want to call an Uber. I just text him like, oh, wish I could call an Uber right now. And he's like, all right, where are you? Send me a ticket or whatever.
So should you approach a guy like, oh, I wish I could do this? Or should you be like, I want this?
I feel like it really depends on the guy. If he's very submissive, like, you can just be like, I want these
shoes.
Buy
me this.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And some people are really into that, you know? Some people are really like, they want you to be dominant. So you can just be like, yeah.
I don't think I could
send me 200 euros right now. I want to get my nails and my eyelashes done.
Wow.
While others,
do you think you could do that?
Yeah.
Really?
Depending on the guy.
Okay, yeah.
If I feel like it flies well with him. But that's why I think, like, you have to, like, know people a little bit to do this. Because you need to, like, get a feel for who you can manipulate.
Yeah.
In which way.
It kind of is, yeah.
Yeah, it is some form of manipulation.
I mean, it's not really bad, right? Because, I mean,
there's no victims to it.
Didn't they kind of ask that from you as well? So, I mean, I just love these stories because it's, like, it's so surreal in a way, you know? It's just out here living a posh life, getting presents, getting money for walks in the park. That's great.
Yeah. I had to, in my first year of uni, I had to lie to my family about having a job, even though I didn't.
Really?
Because they were like, how are you paying rent in Amsterdam? I was like, I got a job.
So, like, some guy was paying for it. Or
yeah, well, wow. A few guys were paying for it. But yeah, so stuff like that, like, it's a bit annoying that you have to lie about it because obviously some people don't approve or
it's just taboo.
View you differently.
Yeah.
Or treat
it's not like, what do you call it, like escort? It's not the same,
no.
Right?
I mean, there's escorts that don't have sex, I think, but generally, like, if you go with an escort agency, there's always sex involved.
Yeah. It's a good thing that you don't have to do that, especially like, given your situation that you've had sexual violence,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but I mean, I don't blame anyone that does it because it's an easy way to get money.
Not, yeah.
And if they have a simple way of coping with it, that's really good. But I think you just have to be really careful because sometimes you might think like, oh, it's just sex, but it might affect you later on. Like when I had sex with these guys, when I first started, I felt like disgusting sometimes because I was like, ugh, like, did I really just have sex with someone that looked like that? Like, no offense, but
yeah.
Like, yeah, some physical attraction is just important.
Yeah, it really is. Otherwise it's just you're just not having a good time the entire time as well.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Just not what sex is supposed to be.
Exactly,
right?
So I'm glad that I kind of owned that again.
Yeah.
And started also just seeing that people, even if I don't have sex with them, are willing to pay, which is such an ego boost as well.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, like, if you just, like, get ready for dinner, you look in the mirror, you're like, I'm about to go for dinner and get money for it.
I
must be
that.
A bad bitch. Like,
oh, I want to do that.
Yeah.
I just want to go out to dinner, period.
Oh,
like,
same.
I just came back from a place where I can actually have dinner and I already miss it so much. Jesus Christ. Let's go away. Yeah. I'll get a sugar daddy myself and then we'll just go together. That's great.
Yeah.
Amazing. Oh no, I really enjoy this world. Oh, I was wondering before we go back into the party and just like go to the next after party, whatever. Do you have any tips for girls who want to girls or guys, I think.
There's guys that do it too.
Yeah. Do you have any tips on how to start or like how to be safe, how to pick the right people or whatever?
Yeah. I mean, in my opinion, I think you really have to be honest about what you want and what you don't want, especially. And don't try to, like, settle for less. If you want a certain amount, ask for that. Someone's going to pay for it. Maybe if it's not the first guy, it might be the third guy that will pay for it. But, like, set your boundaries and know what you want. Because I didn't know what I wanted in the beginning, and it wasn't great.
Yeah.
But then also just get a feel for what the other person, what are they getting out of it? Is it company that they're less lonely? Is it like a little trophy girl on the side? Like, some people will ask you, oh, like, you know, I have like a business dinner and I need a date for it. They might want to bring you just to show off, you know? Ooh. So you got to know what role are you slipping into in this moment? What are you there for? And do you want to do that or not? And then, yeah, I mean, I think it's kind of fun to like slip into those different roles.
That's so cool.
But you got to just try it out and be careful.
Yeah.
Don't go to people's places, just like in real life, like Tinder life or Bumble life or whatever.
I've like, gone to people's places.
We all have. We all have. But
yeah.
In this case especially, like, there's some scary men on there, not gonna lie.
Yeah.
And you just have to like be careful not to like go to their hotel room too quickly and get yourself into a situation. I've had friends that have done it as well that in the end didn't get paid, even though they slept with them. And then there was one situation where the guy was like, well, she faked an orgasm during the sex. And he was like, well, you enjoyed it too, so why would I pay? And it's like, bitch,
because
I faked it.
That was
but
the fucking
even
deal.
If I didn't, the deal is we have sex for money. The deal is not... Like, what kind of expectation is that? Should she have not enjoyed it?
Yeah,
is that what you're paying for, to have sex with someone that doesn't want to have sex with you?
Although
that feels very scary.
It. Yeah. It's either fun or money.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
What the hell?
Like, you're paying to have sex with someone that doesn't want to have sex with... That's already... Nah, I'm sorry.
That's a no for me. Wow. Okay, so... Good morning to everyone except that fucking guy. You suck. Look yourself in the mirror and see what kind of scum you are. Jesus Christ, that's absolutely rude. Okay, I really enjoyed this conversation.
Me too.
Oh, this is so much fun. I don't know, I'm just kind of lost for words right now because it's just such an open conversation. I really appreciate that from you as well.
Thank you.
I think... we're done. I always don't want to end it because it's so fun. It's just very open, and I mean, usually it's exactly what I said. It's just such a taboo thing, but it's also such a misunderstood, like, way of like dating and whatever. Because
Definitely.
It's really big, I think, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, I have so many people like in my circles that have done it, even though they didn't know I did it as well.
That's so
especially
cool.
Like. In the modeling industry as well. I used to model very briefly. Every girl I know from there has done it.
Wow. That's so interesting.
But no one really talks about it.
Yeah. This is like, I think maybe because you're supposed to be this very reserved, almost untouched girl, I think, like in modern day society right now, like in Western society. Which is, so strange because it's a... Especially if you're very good at setting boundaries, that's exactly what you are then, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think so. Wow.
And I mean, it's not frowned upon to go on a lot of Tinder dates. I mean, it is
right.
In some ways, but there's definitely more stigma to being paid to go on dates.
Yeah.
Because it's instantly like, oh, you're a hooker. But even if so, like, yeah. So what? I'm a hooker.
Do you know, it's really weird. I've actually had like... A Tinder date like a while ago, like a long time ago, and it was shit. Like we fucked, but I mean, still, I was just like, shit, Jesus fucking Christ, why did I do that? Like, I didn't need to do that, but I still did it. And then
I think everyone had moments like that.
Yeah, but I mean, I actually talked about that with a friend of mine, and she was like, you know. How about if he would have paid you like to do it again? It's like, no, I would definitely not do it again. It's like, and then she started naming amounts, you know? And I just started thinking about it. Just like, you know, I've already done it. Like,
you've done it for free too.
I've done it for free, like with a guy that I fucking hate. It's so weird. Like, it kind of, yeah. it kind of doesn't make sense to me right now. It's so frowned upon. So, yeah. Oh, well. So, thank you so much for this conversation. Yeah.
You're very welcome.
Yeah, it was the best one. This was honestly one of my favorite conversations ever.
Thank you.
Yeah, love it. Love the openness, love the positive mindset as well, and I love the confidence. Yeah, it's amazing. That's what you radiate. Thank you so much for listening as well. Yeah, have a great time.
Let's go to the next party then.
Yeah, let's fucking go.